Blog Talk Radio. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Thank you for joining us tonight. We welcome you aboard to Blog Talk Radio. The show that you're listening to is The Rock. Jesus Christ, He's the rock of all ages. No matter what stage we find ourselves in life, we know we can trust Him. We can look up and live, look up into the rock of our salvation. Praise God. We bless the Lord. This is Friday night, the first day of spring, March 20th. This is the 79th day of the year. That means we have exactly 280-some-odd days left in this year. We rejoice in that. God is so faithful. We bless the Lord because He's so good to us and He's so kind. He continued to make a way out of no way. He's just so faithful to us. 286. We have 286 days left in this year. I apologize for that. We thank God for blessing us to be here. One more time on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Elder Thomas Williams, and I just want to welcome you and greet you in that wonderful name of Jesus Christ, because He is worthy to be praised. So we honor Him tonight, and we look forward to sharing the Word of God with you tonight. Tonight we want to invite you to go with us. We're going to get right into the Word. We're going to pray, though. We want to invite you to go with us to the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Our confidence lies in Him, because He truly is great and greatly to be praised. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, tonight we ask You to look down upon and bless us. Thank You for Your faithfulness. Thank You for watching over us. Thank You for opening up doors that no man can shut, and closing doors that no man can open. Lord God, we ask You to forgive us for all our sins, iniquities, and transgression. Lord God, we just thank You that we are the righteousness of God. For He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. So Lord, we just thank You that Your word will not return unto Your void, but it shall accomplish that which You please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto You sent it. Oh God, we ask You to look upon us and bless us, protect us, correct us, and direct us. God, we thank You for Your word tonight. We pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Tonight, I want to invite you to go with us to Zephaniah. In the Old Testament, Zephaniah. Praise God. And we're just going to talk about a mighty God. A mighty God. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17. The scripture declares, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will say, He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing." Notice it again. It said, "The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will say, He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in His love. He will joy over thee with singing." This particular passage gives us some good information. First, it tells us who we're talking about. The Lord, and He tells us where He is. He said, "It's the Lord God in the midst of thee." And then He tells us what He's doing. So He tells us first that the Lord is the person to whom He is referring. Where is He? He's in the midst of thee. And then He tells us what He's doing. He says, He's mighty. mighty. He's strong. Whatever battle we have tonight, we know God can fight every battle for us. We must believe and understand that no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment shall be condemned. We just got to know that as we look to Jesus, he is the one that can deliver. He is the one that can set free. So he said that the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. And then he gives us four elements that God does, that he'll do. First of all, he said he will save. He will save. Now, when we hear this word saved, it means delivered or rescued. The Lord, because he's mighty, he can save us out of any situation. We must think of saved like a person that's in a drowning in the midst of a Red Sea. Praise God. And while he's in the sea, in his ship, maybe one of the men probably fall on board. What is it? Trying to do well, he's being rescued from the water. Brethren can catch him in time. And many times we are going through life's trouble, and it seems like they're drowning us out. It seems like they're overwhelming, but we got to know that in the midst of all that, God will bring us out. He will deliver us. He'll set us free. He'll make everything wonderfully all right. So he'll save us. He'll deliver us. In Colossians 1:13, the Bible declares who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The next characteristic we understand about this mighty God, the Bible says he will rejoice over thee with joy. He has a great excitement. Like we have a great delight in the things that we love. What we love the most, we put pleasure into it. It brings us pleasure and enjoyment, great delight. That's why it's so important for us to delight ourselves in the Lord, knowing that he will give us the desires of our heart. There is nothing he won't do for us, because the Bible tells us he'll satisfy our mind with good things. He'll renew our youth like the eagle. So many wonderful promises he has given us in his word. Must understand that his word will not return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that which he pleased, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto he sent it. So we find out this mighty God, not only will he save, not only will he rejoice over thee with joy, but the Bible says he will rest in his love. He'll rest in his love. That's number three. God will rest in his love. We know God's love is fascinating and great because we understand John 3:16, when the Bible declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible declares, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So we understand that Romans 5:8 declares, but God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for us. He died for the ungodly. So we found out that he will rest in his love. His love is, infinite. Can't imagine how great he loved us. Sometimes we think that he loved us based on our behavior, but it has nothing to do with our behavior. He just made a decision that he would love us, even when he created us. And mankind failed, Adam failed, but yet he loved us. And we know that because he loves us, he also corrects us. So, we see here that God Almighty, not only will he save, not only will he rejoice over us with joy, not only will he rest in his love, but then the Bible says that he will joy over us with singing. God make a song over us, almost like a man who delights and his wife and his saint to her and do all those wonderful things that blesses her. And when you do that, that makes her happy. That makes her appreciate the effort that he's putting forth. So the Lord take pleasure in singing. The Bible says he will joy over us with singing. Joy over us with singing. God loves us. And that's why when we're going through trials, we got to understand that the greater one is in us. The Bible declares in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. We must understand that God is, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, according to the power that worketh in us. You know, even in the midst, and I can tell you, I've been in heavy trials and I've been in heavy situations, see, like these last few months, but I found out that in the midst of all that, I know God loves me. Sometimes I may have to cry. Sometimes the body goes through different changes. But I know God loves me. Hallelujah. And it's wonderful to know that he joy over me with singing. He take pleasure in blessing us. God promised that he will bless us. And he wanted to do us good all the days of our life. You might recall Psalm 23:6, when David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. How long? All the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? Forever. I'm going to stay right there because I know that he's going to work it out for good. We know according to Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good. To them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. We must remember the words that Jesus said in Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Are you going through a test today? We must understand that if you are going through a test, God will bring you out. When? We don't know, but one day it has an expiration date. God will help us in the midst of our troubles, but we must keep on believing what his words say. Consider the Bible says in Psalm 37:39, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is the strength in a time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. The Bible says, and the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them. Why? Because they trust in him. I'm telling you, we can rest in him knowing that he's a faithful God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the Bible says, faithful is he who calleth you, who also will do it. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. If God called you out of darkness, that means he's calling you to his marvelous light. We were a people who had not attained mercy, but now we have mercy. We thank God for his mercy. So that's why the Bible says, but the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is the strength in a time of trouble. What are you leaning on? Are you leaning on your money, your financial status? All that stuff is going to change. We can't take none of it with us. We can enjoy it, but we can't take anything with us. But we have to understand the Lord is our strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help us. Help us. He'll deliver us. He shall deliver us from the wicked, oh glory, and save us. Why? Because we trust in him. We trust in him. And that's why we got to remember to remind ourselves what the prophet Zephaniah saying to us tonight, that the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy, he will rest in his love, he will joy over thee with singing. So we have to know that God truly is our strength. He is the one who will work it out. If we can believe, the Bible says all things are possible to him that believes. No matter what we are trusting, no matter what we are believing God for, God is a strength. He'll bring us out. But we must believe his report. Whose report you are believing tonight? Are you believing the report of the Lord? The report of the Lord says, I'm healed. The report of the Lord says, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm set free. I'm filled with power. I'm filled with power. So there's nothing that God won't do if we believe. Consider what the Bible says in Psalm 146 tonight. I love Psalms when you're going through great tests because they're so encouraging. But in Psalms 146 and around the 8th verse, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth of them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. Notice that again. He said that the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. Who do it? The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. Not a preacher, not an evangelist, not a prophet. Nobody can take that pleasure. Nobody can take that glory. So he says, the Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserves the stranger. He relieveth the fatherless and widows. But the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. That's why we need people to be people of integrity, people that will walk in the light that God has put us in. And then, if we are fallen short, be quick to repent. In Acts 3:19, the Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So I just thank God tonight for his strength. Thank God for making a way, because he is the way. And we can trust him. We can believe God that he'll never, never let us down. Let's consider Nahum tonight. Nahum, the first chapter. Nahum, the first chapter and the 7th verse. The Bible says this. The Lord is good. Who's good? The Lord. Not we are good, but the Lord is good. God all by himself. And he made a decision a long time ago to be good to us. He made a decision to bless us. Ever since the first time, he made a decision to bless us. He made us a decision to cause us to be fruitful. He made a decision to trust us with the things on this earth. We do understand that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, but he gave us to be stewards over it, like he gave us to be stewards of our bodies. That's why we got to do what pleases him. The Bible declares here in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, how? A living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. David understood about the goodness of God because he said that no matter what was going on, he was able to boldly declare. He recognized that his steps were not on his own. He recognized that whatever happened, it was because God had blessed him. Consider what he said in Psalm 37, steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord holdeth him with his hand. The Bible says, I have been young, now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. What he said, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I like that. So he said, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God doesn't order everybody's steps, but he orders the steps of a good man. The Bible said, and he delighteth in his way. So we see this mighty God. He's good. He's good, and he is our deliverer. Now, our scripture in Nahum 1, Nahum means consolation or encouragement or encourager. It says that the Lord is good. As I said, we're not good, but he's good. The Bible says a strong hope in a day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Excuse me. So the Lord is good, a strong hope in a day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Now, this mighty God will also give you peace in the midst of your circumstances. The scripture says in Isaiah 26:3, for thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. But here's the reason why most people leave this out of that verse. It said, because they trust in him. Why do you put your trust? Are you trusting in his mighty hand that he will deliver you? Not only will he provide, but he'll deliver you. He'll set you free, and he'll give you all that you need. Just because we trust him. We got to understand, we were talking about earlier, how God will sing. His joy with us was singing. Well, the scripture says in Psalm 32, verse 7, he says that thou art my hiding place. I got a place I can run to. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt accomplish me about with songs of deliverance. He'll give you a song in the midst of what you're going through. We get the same song, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. So tell me, who can stand before that great name? Who can stand before that? His name is Jesus. Jesus, precious Jesus. We have the victory. And we understand that we do have the victory according to 1 Corinthians 15:57. But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord. Paul was able to say that in the midst of resurrection. He was talking about the resurrection and talking about those who fell asleep in the Lord. But he was encouraging those who were still left back. The same way you saw Jesus leave, you're going to see him come back the same way. So he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle or such, without blemish or any such thing. So he says that thou art my hiding place. I got somewhere I can go. He says, thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt come past me or compass me about with songs of deliverance. That's Psalm 32 in verse 7. God will give us exactly what we need. So we got to keep on believing. Have faith. Have faith in God. Well, the Bible tells us, it gives us a description of faith over in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. By it the elders obtained a good report. through, babe, we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made by things which to the Lord. He is the one that can bring us up. We can look to him because he's just so faithful. He's just so faithful. And when people give up on you, you have to know that God will never give up on you. He believes in you. Hallelujah. So all we got to do is continue to believe his word. Psalm 71 and verse 20. Psalm 71, verse 20. The Bible says, "Thou which hast shown me great and sore trouble shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth." Oh, my God. I like that. He says, "Thou which hast shown me great and sore troubles shall quicken me again and shall bring me up again from the depths of the earth," from the depths of the earth, which means that when you're down and out, my God, he'll lift you up. The Bible says, "For the Lord our God is a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head." He is our glory and the lifter up of our head. Thank God. And sometimes we look to flesh, we look for an answer in flesh, but there's no answer. We can't help you but so far, but the Lord will be there in the midnight hour when nobody understands. He can rock you to sleep. Oh, my God, but you got to rest in him. Rest in him. Because when you rest in him, you know that he's working that thing out. Oh, yeah, he's working it out. Because he's just a faithful God. In Psalm 42, Psalm 42 deals with the writer going through a stage of depression, and he was able to find hope in the midst of his circumstances. Well, the Bible tells us about this hope, and it tells us about his depression, but what he chose to do with it. In Psalm 40, and verse 5, Psalm 42, verse 5, Psalm 42, 5. "Why art thou cast down? Why are you depressed? Why are you down? What is it? God being good to us." So he says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I should yet praise him for the help of his countenance." He says, "Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites and from the hills." My God, let's look at it again. He said, verse 6, "Oh, my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonite." The Bible says, "From the hill, Mizar, M-I-Z-A-R, or Mizar, deep calleth unto deep, at the noise of thy water sprouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me." The Bible says, "Yet the Lord," now see, look at the hand of God. "Yet the Lord is mighty God. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life." Notice he says, "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness." That's the mighty God. That's what he'll do. "Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime and in the night. His song shall be with me in my prayer unto the God of my life." So he done moved from just being a general God, a mighty God. He moved to being the God of my life. It says, "I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me?" And we know that God hasn't forgotten us. Those of us who know the word, we know that the Bible teaches us in Hebrews 13:5, he said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such as you have. For you have, he says, but he tells us in his word that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So he goes on to let us know, he says, he'll never leave us nor forsake us, so that we may boldly say with confidence, with assurance, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. Excuse me. So we understand that God is our helper tonight. And we should not fear what man shall do unto us. In Psalm 42:9, the Bible says, I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I moaning because of the oppression of the enemy? We must keep in mind that the Bible teaches us in the New Testament, the scripture teaches us no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, the Bible says, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And the righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. You know, friends, I have to tell you in a personal way, it's been many times I've been feeling like this swamp throwing a towel, but you know, I can't give up, can't even quit. Because God is too good to me. He continued to make way when it appears to be no way. So the psalmist asks, why go I moaning because of the oppression of the enemy? He says, as with a sword in my bone, enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? And you got people mark you. They don't understand. They be making little sly comments. But when we understand that we serve a mighty God, God will come through for us. I remember the songwriter, Miss Tremaine Hawkins, wrote a song, said, I know he'll come through. And that's what he'll do. He'll come through. I don't care what it looked like. Yeah, the doors may look like they're closed in your face, or it look like people don't understand where you're going. But when you got destiny on your mind, you know that God's got a blessing for you. So he said, that's with a sword in my bone, my enemy reproach me. Why they say daily unto me, where is the God? That's many people asking, where's your God? You trusting in him? But yeah, you're broke. You're trusting in him, yeah. You don't have all you need. Well, you keep on trusting because he's faithful. His word tells us in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Psalm 42:11, he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him, who is the help. And he not only is the help, but he's the help of my countenance. He'll change the way you look. And my God, he's my personal God. So notice it again. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Friends, I don't care what it looks like. We got to understand that the storm may come, but we got Jesus as our captain. He will protect us. He will deliver us. Yes, sir. He'll work it out if we can believe. Praise God. So I tell you, let's consider Psalm 73:26. The scripture says, my flesh and my heart fail, for God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Notice that again, my flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Notice now, my flesh and my heart fail. Excuse me, but God, He is in my heart, my portion forever. Oh, Jesus. Excuse me. I want you to know tonight, I don't care what you're going through, keep holding on, knowing that God will bring you through. He's your portion forever. He's your deliverer. He'll set the captives free. That's why we call on the name of Jesus, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are safe. In that famous Psalm, Psalm 91, verse 10 and 11, the Bible says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. So the Bible says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thee. He said, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all our ways. Psalm 126 in verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious fruit, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Notice that again, he said, that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Oh, friend, we serve a mighty God. In Psalm 31, verse 23, the Bible says, oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewarded the proud doer. Notice that again. Oh, Lord. He said, oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully reward the proud doer. Psalm 68. In verse 13, let us consider that Psalm 68, verse 13. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and a feather of yellow gold. And that's pretty, some colors. He said, though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Now notice he said, he describes, he says, you'll be as a wings of a dove with silver. Wow. And the feathers of yellow gold. Silver and gold. Isn't that precious? That's the way it is about trials of life. Silver and gold. Things come to try you. But I tell you, friend, if we can make it tonight, we got to know that God will bring us out. The Bible declares in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fire of trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing have happened unto you. So, we got to understand trials. Some people say trial come to make you strong. I said, no, trials reveal what's in you. If you ain't got nothing in you, that's what it's showing you. So we got to understand that we serve a mighty God, but then we must submit. In James chapter 4, verse 7, he says, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But notice he says, submitting yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But you're not going to resist, and you're not going to flee until you submit. But we have to submit to God. I want you to know tonight that we serve a mighty God. So, Father, we bless you for your word tonight. God, we thank you for being our strength. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Father, we just honor you and praise you for your word, God. Thank you for strengthening us in our physical man, God. We thank you that our spirit, soul, and body is preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Oh, God, we thank you and we give you praise because you're a miracle worker. Lord, thank you for being our strength. Thank you for working everything out, oh, God. Lord, we just thank you that your will be done. God, help us to say yes to your will, Lord. Not what our flesh wants, Lord. Oh, God, but your will, Lord. Be done, be glorified in all that we say and do. Father, we just thank you that we have the victory, for your word declares the thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Lord God, bless us. Bless every listener, Lord. May their lives be transformed by the word of God. So then faith come about hearing and hearing the word of God. We thank you and praise you for your faithfulness. Bless now, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you. Amen and amen. We thank you for joining us tonight right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember that we are generally here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. So that's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And we just want to say to you all, thanks a bunch for being with us, supporting us, and praying for us. We solicit your prayers. We've been in heavy spiritual battle. We've been in heavy trials. But we know that God is faithful. And the Bible said, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is a trial, though some strange things happen. So what we're going through, we know it's for the good, and we know God's working things out. So I just want to say thanks a bunch. Remember, if you desire to correspond, you can send all correspondent in care of Prayer of Faith Ministries. That's Prayer of Faith, Prayer of Faith Ministries. With the IES, Prayer of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. So, it's a blessing from the Lord when you all consider to write us or make a donation. You may make a secure donation online at our website, www.prayerfaithministries.net. That's www.prayerfaithministries.net or www.seasons-of-refreshing.net. That's www.seasons-of-refreshing.net. So there you can make a secure donation if you desire. Well, we thank God. We pray that you have a safe and wonderful weekend as you enjoy in the time with your family. We pray that you have a safe and lovely time in the Lord. Go to a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, and Bible-living church, not just some religious experience. We need to go somewhere where they can teach you about having a relationship with Jesus Christ that will set you free and change your life. Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26 says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory and honor of God the Father. Everyone have a great weekend. In Jesus' name, we love you. This has been our broadcast for Friday, March 20th, 2015. God bless you, everyone. Have a good night.